Hi, this is Rob Aller, sports columnist at the Columbus Dispatch with the Ohio State Buckeyes year in review. And it was almost a season that didn't happen in the first place. COVID-19, the monster, scared everybody in the Big Ten to the point where the conference canceled the fall season. Then after protest and pushback, a lot of it from Ohio State parents, some players, including Justin Fields, who had a online petition to sign to let the players play, while other conferences like the SEC and the Big 12 and the ACC were playing, the Big 10 sat until finally a reversal and the season resumed October 23rd. The Buckeyes' first game was the 24th, and they opened at home against Nebraska. Noon home game. Cornhuskers led 7-0, which would be the last time the Buckeyes trailed until late in the season. Justin Fields put on a passing clinic to get Ohio State back ahead. He completed 20 of 21 attempts for 276 yards and two touchdowns, exactly what fans expected to see. He also ran for a touchdown. The wide receiver tandem of Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson were already heating up. 13 catches between them. Trey Sermon? Who's he? Didn't really know about Trey at that point yet. And on we went. Ohio State's next game, Happy Valley, the whiteout without the white, without the fans, because the Big Ten had ordered no fans or few fans outside families to the game. So Ohio State went into State College and won 38-25. They were up 21-6. It was really over at that point. Fields again was fantastic, going 28-34 with four touchdowns. Master Teague appeared to become the feature tailback with 110 yards, and Garrett Wilson caught 11 passes. On to the next, Ohio State 49, Rutgers 27. Another game in Columbus. Wait a minute, this was Rutgers? 27 points? Making it a little bit challenging for the Buckeyes? The same team that couldn't tackle and chew gum at the same time? Well, Greg Schiano seems to be the right man for the job. It brought some respect back to Piscataway, New Jersey. Was the outcome ever in doubt? No, but the Buckeyes gave up 24 points in the second half to call into question the strength of this defense, especially the secondary. No one really knew what the Ohio State had at this point other than a pretty powerful offense. Defense, still a question mark. Next game, canceled by Maryland, COVID. Right when the Buckeyes seem to be getting their groove, they have to sit a week. So they come out after that, a week later, against Indiana. Hoosiers really on the upswing at 4-1, number 9 versus number 3 Ohio State at 4-0, tale of two halves. The Buckeyes jump out to a 28-7 lead after two quarters, bump the score to 35-7 before the Hoosiers rally behind quarterback Michael Penix, drawing to within 42-35 with a chance to force overtime or win in regulation on the final drive, but the Buckeyes stuffed them to avoid the potential upset. Again, Ohio State's pass defense, a little shaky, but the offense looked decent. Not great, decent, but for the first time, Justin Fields looked human. Threw three interceptions. Uh-oh, there went his Heisman hopes. In all reality, Master Teague, though, runs for 169 yards, so they're not sure exactly what they have in the backfield, but they feel pretty good about it, at least with Master. Next game, Illinois, on the tundra out there where it's as flat as you can get. But the Ohio State doesn't make it that far. Game canceled. Too many COVID cases. Once again, stop, start, stop, start. It's on to the next. There's some question whether they'll even play against Michigan State the next week, but they do, minus three starting offensive linemen and several key defensive players. So this turns out to be sort of a turning point for the Buckeyes. I would say one of the more impressive wins in recent memory because of the COVID cases, the positive tests. Trey Sermon steps from the shadows to rush for 112 yards. Fields is solid after the tough showing against Indiana, and Chris Olave catches 10 passes. This one was never in doubt. Then the big one, the game, except no game. Once again, COVID drops a bomb, and Michigan, because it has too many cases, cancels. No Ohio State-Michigan game for the first time since 1921. It was a sad, sad ending to the regular season And even sadder, because no one knew exactly what was going to go on. The Big Ten had a rule in place that you had to play at least 6 games to be eligible for the Big Ten championship game. And even though Ohio State, by record, belonged in, it turns out the Big Ten had to change that rule to 5 games. And the Buckeyes were 5-0, and so they got in the Big Ten championship game among some national controversy. But probably belong there, definitely belong there. After all, they'd beaten Indiana already. So they go to Indy against Northwestern, and it's a bit of a struggle. Ohio State 22, Northwestern 10. Chris Olave out because of COVID, and that made Fields look a little lost. Threw 2 more interceptions, but never fear. Trey Sermon is here. He preached with a school record 331 yards, breaking the Eddie George record that had stood since 1995, single game rushing. So the Buckeyes wait. Are they going to get into the playoff, or is it going to be Texas A&M or another team? Well, the Buckeyes get in against Clemson, the nemesis. It's number 3 Ohio State, number 2 Clemson. Final score 49-28. Not since the 59-zip win against Wisconsin in 14 as Ohio State turned in such a jaw-dropping performance. Sermon continued his Zeke Elliott impersonation with 193 yards, but Fields was the real star of the show. He completed 22 of 28 passes for 385 yards and 6 touchdowns, including 3 to tight ends, 2 to Olave, who avenged his previous finish against the Tigers a year earlier in the semifinal when he altered a pass route late that led to an interception. And in Fields became the stuff of legend and lore when he was injured, got hit in the ribs, left for one play, went into the medical tent, came back out immediately, threw a pass to Olave. They'll remember that one forever in Buckeye Nation. Also, that game had added drama because Dabo Swinney, the Clemson coach, had voted OSU number 11. Yes, number 11 in his coach's poll. And the Buckeyes used that as ammunition, along with the previous year's loss, to come out swinging. There you have it. 1 game left. Alabama, buckle up. It's going to be a wild one. Thanks for listening.